It's Thursday, April 9, 2026.
Iran is still holding up hundreds of oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz.
Oil and gas supply still locked up amid unsettled ceasefire. Damage to the agriculture supply chain is already done. Plus,
new forecasting shows we could have the strongest El Nino ever recorded this year.
Heads up, a super El Nino is brewing in the Pacific Ocean that will boost extreme weather.
All of those extremes and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
At $4 a gallon, gas is now officially more expensive than milk. Yeah. And everyone laughed when I bought my milk-powered car.
This is your Green News Report.
Yes, I'm a proud owner of a Toyota Mamry.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I hope you're able to make more sense of whatever the hell is going on in the Middle East than I am. What do you have for us today?
Well, first, it is definitely good news that Donald Trump did not follow through on his threat to commit war crimes against Iran for refusing to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran effectively closed after the U.S. and Israel attacked them.
Well, that's the good news. What do you have for the rest of the 6 minutes?
Well, on Tuesday night, Trump asserted that he agreed to a 2-week ceasefire deal with Iran and appeared to accept Iran's terms. As we go to air, there is considerable confusion and disagreement about what is in the deal. Regardless, it does look like Trump's agreement cemented Iran's control over the strait, along with roughly 20% of the world's oil and gas supply. Iran says that it will impose a $2 million toll on vessels transiting the strait. That used to be free. It's a huge strategic blunder, according to Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut on CNN.
If Iran has the strait permanently now, what an error, what a miscalculation this entire endeavor was.
Experts say when or if traffic through the strait returns to pre-war levels, it will still take months to restore regular distribution of oil and gas, even longer for refined petroleum products like jet fuel, gasoline, and chemicals, meaning continued high prices for energy and other products around the world. For agriculture, the disruption goes much deeper because a ceasefire announcement does not reset the clock on the global food system. A significant chunk of global fertilizer shipments have been physically held up at the Strait of Hormuz, and experts say that the supply chain damage is already done. Fertilizer not applied to a wheat field in April cannot be retroactively applied in July. They warn that the Northern Hemisphere planting window closes at the end of May, and that is it. Some farmers around the world are already switching to different crops. Others are worried about fertilizer costs and availability in 2027. The disruption will continue to ripple through markets, affecting everyone's grocery bills for the rest of the year, if not longer.
They're worried about the 2027 season at this point.
Yep.
Wow.
Politico reports that in retaliation for Trump's threat to demolish Iran's civilian power plants and infrastructure, Iran has reciprocated with a hacking campaign infiltrating industrial control systems across the United States. According to a joint advisory published Tuesday by a group of federal agencies, Iran-affiliated hackers have targeted and disrupted critical U.S. infrastructure in the energy sector, drinking water, and wastewater systems, but the alert offered no further details.
That doesn't sound good.
Nope. In other news, the Trump administration announced a major restructuring that effectively guts the U.S. Forest Service Wildfire Research Division.
Great.
Forest Service headquarters will be relocated from D.C. to famously anti-public lands Utah, and 57 wildfire research stations in 31 states will be shuttered, right as ongoing heat and drought set up a potentially historic wildfire season this summer.
We're shutting down wildfire research stations.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Finally, buckle up. Forecasters warn that a powerful El Nino is brewing in the shockingly warm waters of the Pacific Ocean, maybe as soon as this summer. Because sea surface temperatures in the Pacific are so unusually warm due to man-made global warming, it could deliver the strongest El Nino in a century, dramatically amplifying global weather impacts with more intense heat waves, droughts, storms, and floods. However, El Niños generally tend to reduce Atlantic hurricanes striking the U.S. That is good news for vulnerable states, especially with Trump's degraded FEMA severely curtailing disaster assistance and funding.
Buckle up. I'm running out of buckles. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.